Welcome to Tabernacle Presbyterian Church in Indianapolis, Indiana. Today, Pastor John Gable delivers the message entitled, The Prophet of Preparation, John the Baptist.
Our scripture lesson today comes from the Gospel of John, first chapter, verses 19 through 34. And John writes, "This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, 'Who are you?' He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, 'I am not the Messiah.' And they asked him, 'What then? Are you Elijah?' He said, 'I am not.' 'Are you the prophet?' He answered, 'No.' Then they said to him, 'Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?' He said, 'I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had sent from the Pharisees, they asked, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." This took place in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." This is the word of our Lord.
If you have been worshiping with us over the past several weeks, you know that we're making our way through a study of the Apostles' Creed. And if you've paid careful attention to the creed, you might notice that there is a conspicuous absence in the creed. So think in your mind, "I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, comma, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried." So what's missing? Anything about the life and ministry of Jesus, right? Now, we'll talk in the next couple of weeks about why the writers of the creed decided not to include anything about that ministry. But in order for us to fill the gap of the comma, over the next couple of weeks, 6 weeks or so, really into the time of Lent, when we'll talk about suffered under Pontius Pilate, crucified, dead, and buried, we'll tell stories about the life and ministry of Jesus. And we begin this morning by telling a story of the ministry of John the Baptist. Now, John is a fascinating character. All four gospel writers tell the ministry of John, which is very unusual for all four gospel writers to tell a similar kind of story. Mark begins his gospel with the ministry of John the Baptist, not even with the birth story of Jesus. This is how important John is in the early church. So, what do we know about John? We know that he is the son of Zechariah, who was a priest, and Elizabeth, and you'll remember their story. Zechariah and Elizabeth are old. Elizabeth is barren, and an angel appears to Zechariah while he is serving in the temple, strikes him mute, and they proceed to have a child that they name John. The other interesting part of their story is when Mary has the visit of the angel, it is to Elizabeth and Zechariah that she goes to stay during the months of her pregnancy. So John is an important part of the story. But why did each of the gospel writers spend so much time with John? Because as he came preparing the way of the Lord, which is the ministry God gave to him, many people thought he was the Messiah. And so they went out to the wilderness, out to the Jordan, to be baptized by him, thinking that Messiah had come. So, as we will hear in John's story, he needed to make it very clear who he was and who he was not. The ministry of John the Baptist. already? There are people here already this early? The crowd seemed to be coming earlier and earlier and getting bigger and bigger. Where are they coming from? From the city? From Jerusalem? From Judea? From the hill country? They seem to be coming from the whole region, here to the wilderness, here to the Jordan, here to see me. Why are they coming? What are they hoping to see? A reed shaken by the wind? A priest in royal robes? Hardly. Are they coming to be entertained by me? Is that what is attracting them here? They need to understand that I am a prophet sent by God. I am a prophet chosen by God with a very particular message. I am the one who fulfills the prophecy of Isaiah when he says, "A voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." Do these people understand the weight of that message? They make it sound like it's such good news, but there's an important message that the day of the Lord is at hand. The Messiah is coming. The day of our salvation has come, and with God's salvation comes God's judgment. And so I call these people to repent and be baptized, every one of them, for the forgiveness of their sins, because the day of the Lord is at hand. But how will these people hear that message? Look at them, Pharisees and Sadducees coming to hear me preach. What do they expect to hear? They are so smug in their religiosity, so secure in their tradition. Oh, what I would love to say to them is, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" But they surely won't hear that message. So how can I tell them that their reliance on their tradition no longer is satisfactory? They say, "Oh, we are children of Abraham." And I say to them that God himself can make children of Abraham out of these stones. They say, "Oh, we have been the children of Abraham. We have been the chosen people of God for centuries." And I say, you will be judged on that today, whether you are children of God, whether you are chosen people, for we are chosen not because we have walked through the waters of the Jordan with Moses centuries ago, but because we have been washed clean in the waters of baptism. So to them I say, repent. Change your ways. Turn now from to God. Be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins. Tradition no longer holds for you. And what of the others in this crowd? Jews and Gentiles and tax collectors and prostitutes, sinners all. What message will they hear? How will they know to prepare for this coming of the Lord? They need to hear that the axe is already at the root of the trees, and any tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. That God already has his winnowing fork in his hand, and he's ready to clear the threshing floor. The wheat he will gather into his granary, the chaff will be burned with unquenchable fire. Repent, I say, and bear fruit worthy of repentance and righteousness, for the day of the Lord is at hand. Today is the day they need to hear this message, to turn, to return to God. Today is the day for them to make the change. And it's not just the simple little changes in their lives. Now is the day to turn their hearts back towards the Lord. A real and lasting change, not just in words, but in action and attitude. Today is the day that lasting change will come to them, and that only by the ministry of the Holy Spirit of God. But will they hear and understand? Oh, Lord, the people keep coming to me. Oh, and I am grateful for the privilege you have given to me to share this message of preparation with them. And so may I speak it boldly and plainly. But Lord, they need to understand, I am not the Messiah. That there is one coming after me who is greater than I am. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I baptize with this water, but he will come and baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Oh Lord, they need to hear and understand this message because they've heard it so many times before. Their ears seem dulled to hearing it, but now the day of salvation is at hand, and I have seen this one. I have seen the Messiah. I saw him with my own eyes. I beheld the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. His name is Jesus. He comes from Nazareth. And not many days ago, he came here to me, to this place, to this very place, and asked to be baptized. He asked me to baptize him. And I said, no, Lord, you are to baptize me. And he said, no, let it be this way for now. And with that, we stepped into the water. And I baptized him. And as he came up out of the water, I looked up and the heavens themselves were opened. And I saw descending the Spirit of God, looked like a dove, and it rested on him. And then I heard the voice of God, I audibly heard the voice of God say, this is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Lord, I am so grateful that you have given me this privilege of seeing him and knowing him for who he is. You see, I never knew him in this way before. I have known Jesus my entire life. I have known him since childhood. But that day, in this way, I saw him for who he was, the Messiah of God, which means that the salvation of God is at hand, which means that now my message must take on new boldness and new urgency. And so, O Lord, I give you thanks that you have given me this privilege to have this awareness, this new insight as to who Jesus is. And I would pray, O Lord, that you would grant me the boldness, the conviction to proclaim this message with renewed clarity, with renewed certainty, that this people might hear and believe the message that Jesus is indeed the promised Messiah of God who has come for our salvation. Lord, today, let me decrease so that he may increase. Let me be that witness that bears witness to the light. I am not the light, he is the light. So let me point to the one who is the way. This being Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. Amen. Brothers and sisters, and all who have ever felt cut off from the promises of God, I bring you good news this day. I am not the Messiah. I am John, the baptizer. I am the one spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, one whose voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. I call all of you to repent and be baptized this day for the forgiveness of your sins. For there is one coming after me who is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize with water, he baptizes with Holy Spirit and with fire. And his name is Jesus, and he is here. The day of salvation has come. Prepare the way of the Lord. Amen. The ministry of the Baptist John, as told through the gospel writers John, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Thanks be to God. Today, as we have honored and celebrated the ministry of John the Baptist, I would encourage you to think, who was the John the Baptist in your life? Who was it that first told you about the love and grace of God, of the mercy of Jesus Christ? Give thanks for them today. And then I would invite you also to consider, to whom are you being called to share that same message of grace and love and forgiveness? And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace, both this day and forevermore. Amen and amen. Go in his peace.